Chapter 3. At the Circus. The cousins parked their bikes at the entrance to the fairground and went inside. The place was full of people and everybody was having a good time. A band was playing and the smell of popcorn and hot dogs filled the air. A colourful sign showed the times of all the events that day.
"We've got an hour before the circus show. What should we do first?"
asked Marissa.
"I want to do everything,"
Scott said.
"Let's go."
First, the cousins went on the big wheel and the roller coaster. It was great fun and they enjoyed themselves immensely.
"Now the fortune teller,"
Marissa said.
"That's just stupid,"
Scott said, but Marissa pushed him into a tent.
"You go first, Scott, and then it's my turn,"
she said.
"I love these things."
A woman with long black hair sat at a table with a candle. Scott sat down opposite her and waited. This was stupid. The fortune teller looked into Scott's eyes.
"You're from far away,"
she said.
"You don't want to be here. And I can see that you're unhappy. You don't let people get close to you. Why? Maybe an important person in your life disappointed you. I see you're afraid to believe in people. You're afraid they'll disappoint you too."
Scott was surprised. She was right about Dad disappointing him. How did she know that? The fortune teller looked at Scott.
"I see you'll make an important decision very soon,"
she said.
"You mustn't be selfish, and you must put others before yourself."
She extinguished the candle, and Scott stood up to go.
"You don't believe in fortune telling, and that's okay,"
the woman said.
"But take my advice and follow your heart."
Scott hurried from the tent with her words in his head.
"How was it?"
Marissa asked. Scott didn't have time to answer because a clown suddenly appeared in front of them.
"The circus show is beginning soon,"
he cried.
"Oh, there's no time for me to go to the fortune teller now,"
Marissa cried.
"We don't want to be late for the show."
Scott and Marissa hurried to the circus tent, paid for their tickets, and went inside. The tent was full of people, but they found two seats near the back just as the show began. A big spotlight illuminated a man in a red jacket. "Welcome," announced the presenter. "We hope you enjoy our show." First, the acrobats performed, then the clowns and jugglers arrived. It was a great spectacle.
"And not one animal,"
Scott said to Marissa.
"Grandpa was wrong and we were right."